Yesterday, I heard something interesting about Palm Sunday, that Palm Sunday is like a movie trailer. And the movie trailer comes to you in your house or wherever you're watching TV, and it sort of gives you this idea of what this movie is about. But you notice that the movie trailer does not follow with the movie. You actually have to go to the movie. It requires some sense of participation on your part. This is what it's like with the Palm Sunday Passion, that this is a snapshot, and it invites us into doing something. So rather than being just mere spectators of the Triduum, we're actually asked to come and participate in the Triduum. And it's so interesting in our prayers that we prayed out in the vestibule. Listen to what this says. Therefore, with all faith and devotion, let us commemorate the Lord's entry into the city for our salvation, following in his footsteps. It doesn't say, let us commemorate the Lord's entry into the city for our salvation, watching him enter. No, it says, no, you actually have to follow in his footsteps. And then it says, so that being made by his grace partakers of the cross, we may have a share in his resurrection and in his life. We know from the letter of St. Paul on Holy Thursday, it says, the blessing cup is a communion with the blood of Christ. It's not like he says, let me shed my blood and that's all we have to do. No. Can you take the cup? Are you able to take the cup? That means that you actually have to participate in the cup. If you don't participate in the cup, then how can you participate in the resurrection? And so this is what Holy Week is all about. This is what Palm Sunday is all about. It's about sharing with you what is about to happen, but it's an invitation to not simply be spectators. You actually have a part to play. You actually have to do something during Holy Week. And it goes on in the gospel that Deacon Henry proclaimed for us in the vestibule. It's so interesting that you find that Jesus sends them out to find the colt. And what does it say when they find the colt? It says, so they brought it to Jesus, they threw their cloaks over the colt, and then they helped Jesus to mount. Isn't that interesting? That we have to help Jesus up onto the colt. And sadly enough, we help Jesus up onto the cross. That we don't sit back and say, oh, Jesus, go up on the cross for us. No. We actually take him, and we have to put him on the cross, which is the great irony of Good Friday, that we are the ones who crucify him. And then we are the ones who wrap him in the burial cloths. We've done that already. If you see the crucifix right here, and the crucifix on the altar, and the crucifix on the processional cross, the image of the Virgin Mary of Guadalupe, the two statues in the chapel side over here, St. Louis and all of the sacred objects in the narthex, they are covered by our sins. Those cloths are our sins, and we participate in the death of Christ by those sins. We even wrap him up in our sins. But then, because it's so important for us to participate, the most important thing is that we must be prepared to participate in his resurrection. We are not spectators of his resurrection. Could there be a time in Catholic history more needing a resurrection than our time today? How badly do we need a resurrection in the church today? And how badly do we need to leave our burial cloths of sin behind? And so not only are we called to participate in Holy Week through his passion, we are also called, we must participate in his resurrection. We must be made new. Isn't it interesting when you get to the resurrection? Two times people see Jesus on the day of his resurrection. Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb, and she sees who she thinks is the gardener. And she says, "Where have they taken my Lord?" And then the gardener, who really is Jesus, simply says, "Mary." And then she recognizes him. She couldn't recognize him until he called her name out. Then later that afternoon, Jesus is walking to Emmaus, and he walks 3 or 4 or 5 miles with these guys who are talking about him, but they just can't recognize him. And then they recognize him in the breaking of the bread. So that tells us that when Christ is resurrected, something new is happening here. He doesn't look the same as he did before. They couldn't recognize him. And we know from our own theology, as we think about our resurrection at the end of time, our bodies will be glorified. Thank God for it, right? Our bodies will be made perfect. And we won't even be able to recognize our old bodies. What happens in the sacrament of confession? Your false self walks into the confessional. And who walks out of the confessional? Your true self. That's what those burial cloths are. Those are the burial cloths that we wrap around him. It's almost like the tomb is the confessional. Isn't that an interesting image? That Christ goes into the confessional for our sins, and our sins are left behind in the burial cloths, and he comes out true. We too are called to do the same. Our church. Could there be a more important time in recent history for our church to be reborn? No. This is the time for us to go into the tomb and then to come out on Sunday new. Almost unrecognizable because we've become so used to how we are. Now we must become our true selves. This is what Holy Week is. This is the trailer. And you are being invited to come into the movie. You're not being asked to stay at home and spectate the movie. You have to come here Thursday night at 7 o'clock where the Triduum begins, and then Friday at 3 o'clock, and then Saturday night at 8:30 or Sunday morning when the tomb is empty, when the confessional has been opened up and all sins are forgiven and we move forward in newness of life. So this is a big week. This is a big deal. This is the most important week of our lives, and we're being invited to not watch it. Do not play church this week. This is not about playing church. This is about being church. So live the Triduum this week. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.